brought to you by Penguin.
Rosen's Almanac, written and read by me, Michael Rosen. For Emma. Introduction. Welcome. Are we who we are because of what other people say to us and what we ourselves say? It seems like it, though we would have to factor in what others do to us and what we do too. We looked at this on BBC Radio 4's Word of Mouth, the programme I present. I put out a request on social media as follows. Coming up on Word of Mouth, inherited words and phrases. We want to hear the word or phrase you've inherited from someone, family or friend, for a special edition featuring your stories. Tell us the bit of language you've picked up and who, where and when it came from. We had over 1,600 replies. On the programme itself, I talked to Rob Drummond, Professor of Sociolinguistics at Manchester Metropolitan University and author of You're All Talk, Why We Are What We Speak. Our conversation set me thinking about how we understand language. It's fairly easy to pull bits of language away from people and look at these bits as if they're things we can put under a microscope. We even talk of language as if it's a thing that can do things to us. I might hear myself say, echoing my days at school, English keeps the verb next to the subject of the sentence, meaning that we say or write things like, I wandered lonely as a cloud, where I is the subject and wandered is the verb. But actually, it's not English doing that. It's us. We are the speakers and writers. What follows, then, is a collection of examples of living language. The poetry of the people, if you like. The spine of the book consists of the words and phrases that people, including me, remember from home and friends. I use a clumsy phrase to describe this, language in use, to distinguish it from neat, cold language on its own. We use these home words and phrases as part of our lives in nearly all our activities, and even in a lot of our thought. Yes, we are what we eat, but we are also what we speak, hear, write and read. Yet in saying that, I'm surely missing out a dimension. All that language, all those uses, have histories. There are the immediate histories of who told us these words and expressions. Then, like our family trees, those words and expressions go back through our families and the societies our ancestors lived in, for hundreds and thousands of years. Thanks to the great Oxford English Dictionary, a dictionary based on quotations of words in context, we can and should keep in focus the fact that those ancestral words and expressions were said and heard, written and read by real people, in real situations. No matter how many books are written about language, we should always remember that language is ours. We make it for our purposes. That's why this book wanders about all over the place, full of hundreds of examples, quirks, and surprises. In that, I hope it'll remind you that how we use language is not a simple, regular process any more than identity, behaviour, or culture are simple, regular processes. As this book is an almanac, you can use it like a calendar if you want. Now that many of us have become expert at surfing, you can be non-chronological and surf it too. This way of reading and listening, and particularly the sheer amount of it, has expanded one way in which we get knowledge. We create our own networks and pathways between the topics we surf. Perhaps this is changing how we think? I can hear in my head people using the word browsing as if it's trivial, or at best, the starters that come before the main meal of solid reading. If you dip in here, as I do with my hummus, rest assured I won't be looking over your shoulder, making demands that you listen in any other way. Quite the contrary. How about another axiom? We are the links we make. Oh, and one final note. If you're reading along...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?